Hi guys, this is Dan here from Subculture, and I'm with the incredibly talented, but looking quite nervous, Pete Gardner here at Total Access Live. Hi Pete.
Hey, this is how I always look, man.
That's just
yeah.
A normal look.
Yeah, just got a wee bit of, if I have any caffeine at all, it makes me very jittery, you know?
You know, I have to be honest, he's a real gent. The minute I walked in, he offered me water, and that's always goes for a good interview. I got offered water. How are you?
I'm not too bad, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, no, I'm good. Now let's get straight into it and talk about the EP. Comes out in 2 weeks. It's Friday the 28th, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. The EP is called Idols, and it's going to be released on the 28th of August. Yeah, so the title track, Idols, which you'll be hearing a little bit of later on today.
Of course.
It's the lead-off track, and it's an upbeat sort of satirical song, just about, it's a light-hearted sort of stab at the modern-day reality TV, social media culture, you know. So
yeah.
It's good, but it does it in a good, fun way, you know. And the other three tracks are, there's a couple of love songs and another sort of... there's another song on it called Doorstep Riots, which is another observational song. So it's a good, the EP is a good introduction to what I'm going to be doing over the next few years.
And if anybody has heard the track, I listened to the track a couple of times last night, and it's really, really good, honestly. It's funny. It's actually literally everything you said. I'm so glad you said what you said, because it'd be really awkward if you thought it was something else. But it's a really funny but well-written track. It's very well put together. And it's quite analytical, actually, especially for the scene that we're in. So it's really cool. I think Subculture listeners and readers are going to absolutely love it. But
I hope so.
Is that what brought the song on? Is that, you know, you looked at what was going on in the world right now and thought...
Yeah. I've always done that. I've always sort of had a little bit of a cynical outlook, and it's but I try to put it across in an upbeat way that's sort of good fun. So it's cynical, but it's fun, you know, at the same time.
Now let's talk about your sound and your background, because you're obviously Irish.
That's right, Northern Irish.
Northern Irish, yeah. That little way, I always get that border.
Oh, don't worry about that.
So you're Northern Irish,
yeah.
And it's quite kind of acoustic, maybe a little bit folky.
Yeah, I would describe it as soft, sort of it's acoustic pop rock. You know, the melodies themselves are very straightforward melodies, you know, that are easy on the ear.
Yeah.
Sometimes with an uplifting chorus, and the main focus is always on the lyrics. So the straightforward melodies provide me with a very stable platform to tell a story.
Yeah, I mean it's pure storytelling at its heart. It's got a whole, it's almost got that, in a certain way, kind of conversational feel about it as well. In a certain way.
That's right. A lot of the time, the lyrics are put across in such a way that you would think it was directed at a person.
Yeah,
definitely. Like I would use the word you a lot, even when I'm talking about myself. I would say you, and just make it like I'm talking to a guy or a girl, whatever.
So, Icons is the first single.
Idols.
Sorry, I have literally been trying
to... That's too bad you can't edit that now, isn't it?
Oh, God, that is just embarrassment.
Don't worry, hey, it happens all the time, don't worry.
No, do you know what? It's because of the song, and when I was listening to it, I know you say Idols in it, but it's the way that the song just has this... Because obviously nowadays we live in this culture where people, like, they literally, like, cry on their knees and idolise these people as their icons nowadays.
Well, the point is... there are different ways to subscribe to the whole culture of fame. Mm-hmm. Some people are doing what they love to do, and if a certain amount of notoriety comes from that, it's purely incidental. They would have been doing what they're doing anyway. And then there's the other half of the people that are going down the route of, they don't give a damn what way they have to sell themselves to get the 15 minutes of fame. It's all about the fame, you know, and it doesn't matter what they have to do to get there. So it's so there's a very organic way that you can achieve fame, and you might not even care about the fame. And then there's the completely sort of phony, I like to say, if I can say, Paris Hilton type of way to achieve fame, that you
of
know
that
that's just it's completely
it's a quick,
just completely disgusting.
It's a quick,
you know?
15 minutes, and everybody still thinks to yourself, why that 15 minutes is up and coming? Why are you still here?
Well, that's it. Yeah. And you can't, you know, it's being pushed upon them by the TV shows and everything. You watch TV at the minute, and television's basically unwatchable. The minute, you know, unless you're recording something that you want to see, like a series or something, everything else is pretty much unwatchable.
Well, it's all reality, isn't it?
So. Yeah, so that's it. Even if you watch a reality TV show, I mean, the first thing it says, if you go on to watch something like The Hills or something like that, the first thing it says is, most of these scenes have been scripted to create entertainment, and you're going, okay, so it's not reality, you know.
No, there's
just,
nothing real about it.
It's sticking in.
But do you know what's really saddening about that is, even when it comes to like a Channel 4 documentary, it's still the same.
Yeah.
So even when something's that you think is going to be quite touching and raw, it's still got that vibe to it.
Of course.
Now that's a bit somber, so let's move on. There's a hell of a lot of screaming girls out there. How was that for you?
Well, it depends what age they are. Yeah.
There's a lot of ages, to be fair. I've seen a lot of mums, actually.
Without their kids,
lots of mums. There's a mix of ages out there. But this is quite a big crowd. Are you nervous? How do you feel about this?
No, I should be okay. I always get nervous before a gig, no matter if there's two people or 2,000 people there. I always get a little bit nervous.
Well, you see, I think you've got nervous face anyway.
That's just my nature, you know. So I'll be fine. Once I get out there and I'm doing it, it'll be fine.
I mean, I can't wait to see your set out there. I think it's going to be really, really cool. Have you got any surprises in store?
No, I've got, I think I've got 12 minutes to perform, so I'm doing three songs.
Yeah.
Three songs are called 11 O'Clock, Pretty Smiles, and then the single, finishing on the single, Idols. So,
amazing.
So you don't have time for surprises, you've got to get in, get out, you know. But
then the surprise is going to be that you're a great artist.
That will be a surprise.
I think people are going to leave here and be like, I need to check out this Pete Gardner.
Well, I hope you're right. I really hope you're right.
Well, I think me and Subculture say I'm right.
Okay, fair enough.
Okay, so is there anyone you're excited about seeing or that you've seen here that you're excited about?
I've had a little crush on Alicia Dixon for a long time.
Is she here?
She will be very shortly. Oh. I'm just dying to get a picture.
I'm gonna hide
her
in that toilet.
Well, I definitely won't be hiding in the toilet. I'll be
you have your own trailer.
I'll be stalking her, you know. Yeah.
Well, you know, if I find her, I'll bring her to your trailer. All right.
You promise?
100%. You have a trailer.
No worries.
If I can hide in your toilet, no, I'm kidding. That's a joke. Subculture. So the EP dropped obviously August 28th. What's next after that? So
we're just going to be doing a lot of gigs around London and promoting it. You know, so the plan is to do two, possibly three EPs before we actually release the album. You know, so we're just going to keep plugging away at it and do it.
Good. That's what I like to hear. Yeah. You mentioned gigs in London.
Yeah.
Any venues?
No, well, I've got so many coming up that the best way to keep up to date is I have a website, petegardner.co.uk, and it's updated weekly. So you can find out where I'm playing night to night and town to town.
Good. Well, as a Londoner, we will be coming to see you quite a lot.
Appreciate that.
We're going to be like that annoying kind of thing you've got there.
No problem.
Like I said, we really look forward
to seeing you. Yeah.
Yeah, well, I'll be there in some form. last but not least, guilty pleasure, what is it?
Guilty pleasure?
Yeah, this is just a throw-off, fly-on-the-wall question that you weren't expecting me to say.
There's a band I really love from the 80s called Poison. Their first album, I think a lot of people would consider a guilty pleasure, but I just love it, man. I just love it. Yeah, I don't care what anybody says.
You had that here first, guys. Poison is a guilty pleasure. I'm going to call that a wrap. Can I just ask one thing of you, and that's to do a little shout-out to Subculture? Like Subway,
Want to screw it up.
I already fucked up.
Subculture, this is Pete Gardner here saying, woo!
I love it, thank you.